Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Here we focus on the latest in hip hop news while delivering interviews with some of the best hip hop talent around. Thank you for taking the time to vibe with your boy. I appreciate it. Yo, you can find live recordings of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927 and twitch.tv/EnigmaSep9. Also, make sure to follow me on all social media at EnigmaSep9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSep on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. Yo, if you're interested in placement on the pod, make sure to contact me through my email at EnigmaSep@gmail.com. Yo, the podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. Now, you can find more information about the organization at PAXInc.org. Also, if you shop through Amazon, you can use the Amazon Smile Program to donate funds to the organization to support this podcast. Speaking of that, we also got other podcasts on the Freedom Train Network, including Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine, On the Shoulder of Giants and the Fix Sports Podcast with my man Joe Ward, Shelby's World with Queen Shelby and Queen Candace, and Freedom Train Radio Podcast with my man Pat Joe. Now, y'all, with that out of the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour Podcast. You got time, baby?
Yeah.
She don't fuck with you cause Brody, you ain't got no motion. Everywhere I go, you know I cause commotion. I'm like, fuck your cosign, I don't need no promotion. Blew up by myself while niggas got promoted. I got three bitches with me, ain't no hocus pocus. Cause I put my trust into a bitch and then she went and broke it. Now I'm focused on the bigger picture and no, I'm not joking. Rolling stars, hottest by a mile, act like I don't know it. Look at my wrist, the diamonds on me, they gon' dance, my nigga. I cannot focus on bitches, I gotta focus on bands, my nigga. I got the Glock on my hand, you run up, I aim at your mans, my nigga. How do you hate me, but watch me, you was a fan, my nigga. She said her body count like 10, multiply that shit by 10, I can't never trust again. Yeah, watch up on me like I'm bending, and this shit cost me by 10, I can't never play pretend. Brody, you ain't got no motion.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, you know I cause commotion. I'm like, motion. Fuck your cosign, I don't need no promotion.
No promotion.
Blew up by myself while niggas got promoted. I got three bitches with me, ain't no hocus pocus. Cause I put my trust into a bitch and then she went and broke it. Now I'm focused on the bigger picture and no, I'm not joking. Rolling stars, hottest by a mile, act like I don't know it.
SKYZOO Skyzoo, live out the borough, and you are now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Let's get it, baby.
All right, boom, 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 and we back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, episode 206. In your face. Do it again. Shouts out to any and everyone out there watching, listening, vibing. I appreciate you. What you just heard was Rollin Styles, Hocus Pocus, because you ain't got no motion. Shouts out to the youngin out here doing big, big things. And yeah, you're gonna hear a lot from him and of him throughout 2013 was 10 years ago. He was probably in kindergarten then. yeah, you're going to hear a lot from him moving forward. So remember that name, remember that voice, remember that sound, because it's about to go down. Other than that, shouts out to the guest tonight. My man, Mr. Gnarly, is in the building after like 5 years. No. Almost. No, it's been almost 4 years, almost to the day. I should have checked that and see. I think it's 4 years to the day. The last time he was on the podcast, man. And yeah, got him back. A lot has transpired in those years, and thankfully we have stayed connected over the years. And so got my man back. Matter of fact, oh, the sound don't play. Bro, when was this? It was just say 4 years ago. It don't give me a date. I don't have a date. Well, oh, okay, not exactly 4 years. So 3.5 years. 3.5, that's still good. 3.5 years. Shout out to everybody that's watching right now. Appreciate you, YouTube Live. If miraculously you see me on Facebook, shouts out to YouTube. miraculously, if you see me on Switch, super shouts out to you, because I don't even know how that happens, but it does. Anyway, no, it was October 26, 2018. Is that correct? So, no, that's... I'm tripping. That's 4.5 years, not 4 years ago. I can't count. That's 4.5 years. Wow. Like, bro, episode 13. That's almost 200 episodes ago. I can see myself so many years ago. I was on the couch, going straight to the laptop. I don't think I had a webcam. I didn't have a mic. I was doing it through my cell phone, and like not even like the interview, like this face-to-face we're gonna get today wasn't going on. I was just talking on the phone and hoping that those watching live could hear the vocals. Like, and the crazy thing is, bro, y'all gonna see this, they're gonna be like, am I sure I wanna get married? I'm joking, I love my wife, bro. I do not look that young. Shouts out to Big Low with the Nod cap. Bruh, I had gray in my beard. It's just not showing up. Dog, that's like 100 grays, no, 200 grays, and at least, I want to say like 60 pounds ago. That is bugged out. I know those in podcast land, like, what you talking about? YouTube getting the exclusive. Oh, like, I at least look a little bit like DJ Academics. Not like a black Peter Griffin. But pretty sure if you go listen to the vocals, you can hear it too. Man, wow. That was amazing. That was not in the docket. Matter of fact, there's nothing in the docket because it's been 2 weeks since the last episode. Thank you for you guys for sticking around for my inconsistent self. That's how that should work. Yeah, man. No excuse. Just poor preparation. Proper preparation prevents poor progress. What is it? I know. PPPPP. Poor preparation. No, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Boom. Thank you. I got it. So the opposite, piss poor preparation promotes. What is it? Not pragmatization. Promotes pragmatism. I don't know. Anyway, we here now, so it doesn't matter. So let's get into it, man. I came to you guys to talk about how like dope Creed 3 was. Me and Fee went to go check it out. Really dope movie. Really adds to the legacy of the Creed movies, and oddly enough, the legacy of Rocky movies. But yeah, that's not the story, because somebody wants to get arrested for assaulting people. So now we can't talk about how dope the movie is. We got to talk about if we want to support a certain actor anymore or not, based on what's been said in the news. Great. This is great. I'm saying that with all kinds of sarcasm. Yeah. So, Jonathan Majors, who I've been peeping out on artists on a actor tip since what was it, Last Man in San Francisco? Was it Last Man or the Last Black Man? It was one of them. Last Man in San Francisco. Like literally after the Creed movie, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I gotta put Buddy. I gotta put Buddy on the list. He up there. He may be top 10 already. I mean, I don't really rank my actors anyway. I'm more of a rapper guy, of course. But I was top 10. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, he was arrested over the weekend and charged with assault, harassment, and strangulations. All of these accusations, of course, are alleged, to protect myself legally, are alleged. Now, there's been some back and forth as far as the victim or alleged victim stated, recanted her statement in regards to what happened. Not sure if that's true or not, but that's the word out there. There's also some words from people, some tweets who claim to have, who known Mr. Majors from back in the day. I guess he was at Yale. I'm assuming, did I get that right? I don't know. Yeah, apparently he's been violent before and they were glad that finally the truth has been let out. But I mean, some, we don't really know who these people are. Some people act like or have said that these people are legit people, but who knows? So just all a big whirlwind at this point. Yeah. And I guess my take is this, bro. I'm tired. He's straight. Y'all going, just cancel that man. Go ahead and cancel that man. Cancel him. No. I'm straight. Yeah, you joking, right? Sort of. I mean, part of me, it's kind of like, all right, let's see what happens and whatever. But no, I already know. Like, no matter whatever validation may come out, to rather if he did it or not, there's always going to be some doubters or somebody saying this, that, and the third. And if you come out and support him, even if it comes out that he didn't do whatever, yeah, it's still going to be people that's like, oh, you support somebody who did this. And, bro, I just ain't got time for that fight in my mind, in my brain. It was like, just get him out of here. That's what y'all want? Just get him out of here. It's okay. He all right. He got money. I'm pretty sure that MCU checks and cash for what he done so far. MCU just, what MCU gonna do? Replace him. Forget it. I just know for me, I'm tired. I don't want to see the back and forth and the infighting and all that stuff. Yeah, because you never know. If he has done something before, if this is a pattern, then boom, you gotta worry about it. Oh, we didn't know. Now we know. Bye. And if he didn't, well, pretty sure there's a number of people who will be able to enjoy his talents. I'm pretty sure he'll be able to get some work somewhere. And then, like I said, if he's smart about his finances, he can work the millions out and just be like, hey, man, it is what it is. But yeah, for me, I am tired. I don't want to sit here. Like, and granted, you can separate. I've always believed you can separate the art from the artist, whatever. But I don't want to go through that. Me personally, you can think whatever you want to. Me personally, I don't want to deal with it. So just cancel the man. That's it. But I will say this. It's going to be controversial. Controversy. yeah. Hashtags. We got to be careful about the hashtags, man. And in this situation, well, not even this situation. This situation kind of brings it up. It's not this situation in particular. because we don't know all the facts. We don't know what's going on. So I'm not going to make a judgment here or there. I just feel like just cancel the man because it's there. just throw the whole thing. Throw the baby with the bathwater. Bye. But, yeah, speaking of hashtags, man, we got to be careful because, you know, I think of the hashtag Believe Women, and I'm not against that per se because I understand where it comes from. And of course, I am behind the ideal of empowering women, especially when they are victims. They should feel free to come forth and speak their mind and speak what, not just mine, but speak not even their truth, but the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because their truth kind of sound like it's a low key lie. No, the truth. You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side, I think the ideal of literally believe women, yeah, nah. Because at the end of the day, people lie. People lie. Point blank, period. People lie. I'm not saying women lie. I'm not saying men don't lie. I'm saying people lie for whatever reason. Not even just people lie. People misremember. People just don't have comprehension skills or whatever the case may be. Maybe even have some mental illness or mental disability that's not diagnosed or easy to see, so they can say whatever. You just run with it. And I do have a problem with that. I do have a problem just taking someone's word and just running with it as if it's true. And as jacked up as those people were that was in power during the Enlightenment period, slavery, I do believe in the ideal of, yeah, innocent to proven guilty. Let's get as much evidence as we can to prove your point or prove the facts. I'm behind that. And so, yeah, I can't get behind the absolute ideal of believe women because I don't believe nobody. I'm laughing, but I'm for real. I don't believe nobody. So it should be some evidence, some proof of whatever you say it is. And if it's not, you can't be upset if people are skeptical of that. Because being skeptical is not wrong. It actually is healthy to be skeptical about whatever. So, yeah. So to get down to that, I just maybe a new hashtag. Because I understand what it means. The ideal is if someone, and especially a woman, comes forward with allegations, they should be taken seriously. And that's really what Believe Women means. That if there's allegations, take those allegations seriously off top. Not later, not when you get more evidence. When there's an allegation, each allegation should be taken seriously. And I truly believe that. I'm definitely behind that. But you also need evidence in whenever there's any allegations. You prove that. Point blank, period. And if that can't be proven, yeah, it sucks, but that's life, unfortunately. So, yeah, like I said, I know I can get in trouble for saying all that. But also said, man, go ahead and cancel Jonathan Majors. So, there we go. Huh? Boo me. Boo me. I'm the weirdo. I'm the odd guy. Anyway. I don't even know why I'm laughing because that's not a funny story. So, and also, too, man, to the victim, whatever the situation may be, hope everything is well with her, with all parties involved. Hope everything get cleared away, situated. And if he did do what was alleged, yeah, definitely get him out of here. I ain't even playing with that. Other news, heartbreaking news at this, at that. Apparently, the Roots are being sued by the estate of Leonard Hubbard, a.k.a. Hub. Of course, who was the long time basis of the Roots. Supposedly his estate is alleging that the Roots haven't been giving him his just due in the past 10 years. And so they trying to get them ducats. So, yeah, man, we're going to see how that works out. Fortunately, my man passed away back in 2021. I think lymphoma, some type of cancer, unfortunately. And he's been missed. But, again, another drama notch under the Roots family. And, again, like I said before, hopefully everything is handled immaculately. 40-year-old virgin. I can't say the word. Let's get the sale immaculately. I can't say it. Anyway, hopefully they get it all together. And that man, the state haven't been getting his just due. Get that man his money. Because he definitely was a big part of the Roots and what he did. What else, man? What else we got? Tyler, the Creator, dropping a deluxe version of Call Me If You Get Lost. So I think he dropped a video for that, I believe. I think I saw it on TikTok. So, yeah, if you want new music from Tyler, the Creator, it's coming, baby. Hey, yo. Pause. Speaking of pause. Hey, yo. Something I did not see happening 25 years ago. Maybe, no, you know what, take it back. Maybe I would have seen this happening 25 years ago. 20 years ago, not at all. 25 years ago, maybe. Mace and Cameron have joined together to create a sports show. Yeah. I'm not joking, though. It's like low-key legit, and it's just them going back and forth about different politics, sports politics, giving their hot takes. Yeah, and it's surreal. That's a good word for it. It is surreal. And now, if you are not a fan of the Pauls movement, I will tell you, do not watch. Because they go ultra Pauls all the time. It's crazy. It's super crazy. Now, if you are a fan, or you know, you want to go back to your high school 8 years, or you're just me who just happens to still do it habitually, don't even try. It just happens. Yeah, you might enjoy it a little bit. It's kind of it is kind of funny. I'm trying to think because Cameron said something. I got a like on YouTube for this too. But I was like, hey, yo. Yeah. It was something like somebody's name. They were saying something about somebody's name. And it was like, yo, I take the extra D. And Mason was like looking at Cam like, you know what you just said. And like Cam was like, man, whatever. I think what was funny, no, what happened? They were actually talking about a player who got fined for saying no homo, right? And they were saying how the player who got fined for no homo had a higher fine than a player that assaulted like another player or something. And so it was going back and forth. And so I think because of that, Cam was kind of like, all right, at this point, let's not do the no pause because clearly it'd be hypocritical. Or, you know, too much on the nose or whatever. But he was like, yeah, I'll take the extra D. And Mace was just like, yeah, it's crazy. But apparently, there may be some static already because these fools can never, ever just get along with each other. There was a picture of Cameron with Puffy. And, of course, you know the situation with Mace and Puffy. But then again, we know the situation with Mace and Cam. And Harlem niggas is just crazy at this point. But apparently, the picture came out with Cam and Puffy chilling. And so Mace decided to send a prayer. Because we forgot that that's Elder Mace, Pastor Mace, Pastor Mace. Pastor Mace and Betha. Yeah. Harlem niggas is crazy, dog. Harlem niggas is crazy. I don't know. Y'all wild, bro. y'all some wild boys, man. yo, speaking of wild boys, I gotta call something out, man. I wasn't even gonna trip on this, but actually, you know what? It's kind of funny. It's full circle. I think I was going through my Facebook memories the other day, and I had a post, and I was like, matter of fact, yesterday, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday, I was like, I have turned my swag on in my head. Please kill me. Like, it was stuck in my head. And I remember, because I thought Soulja, I remember when I first heard the song, it came out on the radio, and I was like, Soulja Boy is done. Finally, all right? The Superman, that was cool. That was straight. All right, give it to the Jits. Kiss Me Through the Phone was horrible and too much on the nose. Like, clearly, y'all going for the pop sound. It's a wrap, 15 minutes up. So when Turn Your Swag On came out, when I first heard it, I was like, yo, this crap is over. It is done for this dude. Thank you. Get out of here. Real hip hop. You know how it go. And then you know how it went, because that didn't happen. And I remember some months later, because it came out and it was like, it didn't pop at first. But I went to a high school basketball game and they played it. And all the Jits, which they're not even Jits now, because everybody else in school now, like all in their 30s now. Talking to you, Fred and Reggie. Yeah. So all these Jits are like 30 and up now. But anyway, the whole gym just like erupted. Turn my swag on. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And after that, it just blew up. And I was like, okay, he here to stay. So anyway, this is funny because maybe it is time. Downfall.
I could have dinner myself. 250 and food stamps.
I can't make some chicken Alfredo.
I didn't do that Soulja Boy lean since I was 12. Give me the food stamps.
I'm taking food stamps. Fuck that nigga. Who is that?
250 and food stamps.
250 and food stamps.
Food stamps. I could finesse 250K out of Soulja Boy. Fuck is you talking about? 250 and food stamps? Be for real.
Bitch, y'all take the food stamp.
All right, 250 to food stamps.
Food stamps.
250.
Soulja Boy, like, he's not even relevant no more. Like, come on, let's.
God damn, dog. God damn. So that's not even the end of it. So, yeah. But I will say this. I was surprised. I was utterly surprised. So I was just like, yo. Is this it? Has it finally happened? The time that I predicted? Did it come about some 15 years later? Almost 15 years later? I got to show y'all the meltdown. Because apparently, Soulja Boy caught wind of of what happened. And had something to say. I'm not even going to talk about Russell Simmons and whatever yoga crap he got practicing going on. And no, I don't look like T Grizzly either. Screw anybody who says I look like an old T Grizzly. You can go call your mother about that. All right. Let's see if we can pull this up. That's not what I wanted to do. And he did it again, because that's not what he was.
Bitch in New Jersey anyway. Y'all niggas ain't gonna never make it out the hood. Nigga, I'm broke, nigga. I wouldn't have dinner with y'all pussy A's infested hoes anyway. I would not have dinner with no ass bitch in New Jersey anyway. I would not have dinner with no crackhead ass looking hoes anyway. Y'all bitches could not be in the same room with me. Y'all bitches gonna die in the hood. Y'all gonna die broke. Y'all ain't gonna never touch $1 million. Y'all ain't gonna never touch $30 million. Y'all ain't gonna never touch $100K in a day. You gonna die broke. You lived your whole life.
Shut your ass up, nigga. Anyway, yo. I think I had a whole breakdown, bro. That man was mad by the YouTube video. That was probably just mad random. They probably showed like only the clips of people saying they wouldn't have lunch with Soulja Boy. He just went off the deep end. Well, girl said, that's since I was 12. Right. That was 16 years ago. This means she's what? 24? She's a little older than 24. Anyway. Yo. But no, the thing that got me though, I'm gonna say this, then we're gonna keep it moving, was the irony. Is this irony? Is this irony? Because of course Soulja Boy had the famous spat with the legendary Ice-T back in the day when he said something. Ice-T decided to get on, I think it was Ustream at the time, talk his piece. And then Soulja Boy just came back and clowned him like, ah, old dude, look at you getting mad at people on the internet for talking smack. You Ice-T, you should be above that. Well, look how the times have changed if you just continue to wake up. And then you too will see what it means to get old and washed. Yo, child boo. Anyway, that's what it was. I ain't clowning Soulja Boy, man. I hope he's well in whatever way that may be. Don't want to insinuate anything, but I saw that and I was just like, the IC thing just popped up in my head. I'm like, yo, we are here now. We are here. That was then. That was about 15 years ago, 2008, 2009, 2023. We are here. We're now Soulja Boy is the old man ranting and raving into a camera about some young jits saying that he's irrelevant. Wow. Thank you and good night. We're going to go to the next track. What we got? We got my man HD for president. Featuring the other homie Bootsy, his homie, Bootsy, who can't stop jigging. And then we'll come back with my man, Mr. Gnarly, who's sitting in the green room. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. You got time, baby? Hey, Steve.
Cross my bottom and put two up in my top. Let him play with me and I'ma hit him with this little from Biore and I still be on the block. I'm with Boosie going stupid, told him turn me up a notch. Money good, I been sipping, I can paint him on that loop. Bad, try to figure how she fit that in the beat. Big bag, I got money in the bank, like what you mean? Switch swag, I just got some Michael mirrors for my team. Holland won't keep on sobbing, I'm jigging on my body. He threw him back a beat. He jigging out his noggin. Got the students all that Southern, they be jigging all that college. Turned the box was hitting. Don't step on my Balenci. He done threw him back two, now he trying to pop three. In the middle of the crowd screaming, who gon' pop me? Put money in my teeth, turned the bed on him. Shout out to that Bezo, put a bed on you. I got that drink in my system, I can't stop jigging. I can't stop jigging, I can't stop jigging. I'm turned.
Looking sexy, I won't. She say for us, please put on that little top. I'm out two mouth block, singing like I'm out my back. Plus I'm on that boosted juice, so boosted boo a problem. I see a I holler, see a op, I get the chop. I'm in the year, it's on the euro. This fight. Money long, money long, money long. Tightest home, you better not go back. I hit the club, I'm on my head, drank that out the bottle. Coming down court, hit that with the chop. I'm at Barley Room. Looking at them in their eyes and they retarded too. My little guy out of banks, he on that 42. He on go, he got a 42. Jiggin', 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 it's a party.
I got that drink in my system, I can't stop jiggin', I can't stop jiggin', I can't stop jiggin'. I'm turned. I'm turned. He got the from his system, he can't stop jiggin', he can't stop jiggin'.
boom, boom, and we back. This is your boy, Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, which you just heard was my man's, my low-key, my evil twin, HD for president with Can't Stop Jigging coming out of that Louisiana. Baton Rouge, babe. I think it was Baton Rouge Streetport. No, it's Baton Rouge. Anyway. without further ado, we got this Florida swag going on. My man, Mr. Gnarly in the building. What's up, my boy?
What's going on, man? The one and only, man. Mr. Gnarly here. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. Yo, I lied earlier, dog.
Nah.
It wasn't 4 years, bro. It was 4.5 years, bro.
Golly.
Right.
We back at it. We back at it. Still grinding. Still getting to it.
No doubt. You ain't even aged, my boy. Hold up, man. Oh, this man's props.
Black man on crack.
But
know that.
Well, I don't know because I showed a picture. But I showed the video and it was like me up front. Because I think back then I was doing an interview over the phone. I don't even think it was.
Oh, or I think so. Yeah, doing yeah, face to face. Yeah.
That's how I love the progression. and. Yeah, all of this was still black. And yeah, whatever this double chin was not there. I think I even had some more hair on my head, but you couldn't tell because I had a hat. So yeah, life came at me fast. but yeah, like I said, just, hey, keep waking up. Keep waking up. I'm not complaining. Hey, to those out there, it's a blessing. Trust and believe that. But anyway. Yo, glad to have you on, my boy. And the odd thing about it, despite the length of time that it's been since you've been on the pod, I actually been following everything you had. Shouts out to Mark Zuckerberg, but he's been keeping you in front of me.
Oh, for sure. The whole time. Oh, yeah, man. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to put it in everybody's face, man. You know, I'm pushing the single. Pushing my brand and everything. So if you ain't seeing the music, you're gonna see the video. It's gonna make you go to the music. So I'm just being myself right now, man. Just showing people that, you know, it's more than music. You know, I'm funny too. I do it all. I do everything.
Word. Oh yeah, I've been seeing, you know what I'm saying? You and your girl on the tick and the tocks.
Oh yeah.
Doing your thing.
Trying to run it up.
No doubt. So to get into it, last time, I think at best you may have had a girlfriend, but now you are part of the Mary Gang Gang.
Oh, yeah.
You hear me say that?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
So, yes, how long has it been, man?
Shoot, we about to go on, what, about three years now? Yeah, we got, okay. We got engaged, what is it, February 1st? Then we got married February 1st also, too. So, you know, kept 19. It all, you know, all in there, so. Yeah, we had our anniversary. February just passed. We was out there in Georgia and stuff. Went out there to the aquarium and everything. So, you know, just spending time, you know. Oh, and I got a baby girl and stuff. So, you know.
Right.
A beautiful thing, man. That is good.
Yeah, baby girl, what's about? She's not a year yet.
4 months. About to be 5 months. She's heavy. Okay. Healthy. Big and healthy. She's good.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you. Now I say this because Sunday I had a photo shoot and the young lady I was shooting, she had a daughter. I think the baby may have been like 18 months.
Yeah.
Maybe even 20 months. And I was like, dang, I remember when my baby was that age or whatever. And she was like, oh yeah, I can't wait till she grow up. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Oh yeah.
Don't do that.
Ass.
Man, because it's just like. Yeah, honestly, I did the same thing. Like, my baby was like, you know, 4 months. I'm like, it's gonna be dope when I can talk with you and we can play whatever. But sometimes I'll be like, dang, man, I kind of miss when I can literally hold her in my arm. Now it's like the whole body. It was like,
like, no, I can't hold you now. Too big.
Yeah. I be trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Hey,
I appreciate it. I got 2 more years after that. Like, all right, baby. That is. But I say that, man. Just really appreciate like each moment. I'll tell you, like my man EJ told me, shout out to E and J. Definitely, I'm pretty sure you're already doing this, but definitely like take pictures, videos, all of that. Because trust me, it definitely coming in hand in handy, you know, 3-4 years from now. And not even that you're gonna be anything, but just going back, you like, whoa, like it's a whole new person.
I always catch myself too. I always be looking at my phone. Yeah, my wife, she take pictures and everything. You know, I take pictures. She do videos and everything. We capture everything. She already trying to like crawl and stuff. She only 4 months and stuff, like crawling, trying to hold her head up. She teething. So it's a beautiful thing, man. It's dope. Like every day is something new. You know, every day you see something new going on. So super dope.
Yeah, and it don't stop. It don't stop. Like just every day, all the time, is just amazing. You know what I'm saying? Just see something new, see the growth, and just like, yo, this is a life. Yeah. And not only that, it's part of me, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Exactly. You're part of it,
So but super proud of you, man. Super proud of you for doing that. I think me and my wife, we gotta catch up with y'all because y'all got three. We'll have three in October.
Oh, for real? So, man, I thought y'all been together for a minute, boy.
Yeah.
I thought y'all had. Yeah.
We both, last time we did, it was both a single man status. I was single.
Okay, yeah.
I was super single.
Word.
I had my baby already, but I was out here. Yeah. I was out here.
outside.
I was outside. Matter of fact, I think if that was, it was October 2018, bro, I had just got towed up like 3 weeks prior. No, 2 weeks prior.
Yeah.
Like horribly. And I was old. I mean, I'm old now, of course, but I was too old to be getting towed up the way I was getting towed up then. But perhaps that's why God said, you know what?
Yeah.
Send that man a wife.
For sure. Gotta get a real one to hold you down, man. That's what it is. That's what people need, man. You know, everybody just want to date, you know, dating cool, but you gotta find that perfect one. Just take over. So
right. Now I appreciate the fact.
That's what me and my wife do, like with the modeling and stuff, man. That's how she met. I was, you know, I'm doing my music and modeling. She wanted to become a model and stuff. Now she got stuff like Tom Brady, Tropicana, Foot Locker, all kind of stuff, man. We do a whole bunch of stuff with Disney and stuff. That's like my other name, Mr. Disney.
That's what I want to do. Like, I want to get into it. Like, I know y'all been doing like modeling in the commercials and stuff. Like, let the people know like what's been going on with that.
Oh yeah, man. We did one with we got one. We got a whole bunch with Disney. We just did one with Publix. That should be dropping soon. You know, we never know what day it is, but you just gotta catch it. Somebody got to send it to you. Like, oh yo, we see you. Like, we did one a wedding, Disney weddings in a. People still sending us photos and stuff. They still see our photos on the site and stuff. So it's super dope, man. Super dope. So that's all we do. Like if we're not doing a solo thing, they have us like we're signed separately, but we sign together too. So when they got couple stuff, you know, they submitting us and stuff for that. So super good. Super dope.
Man, yeah, that's super dope, bro. Like I saw again all the stuff in front of me. So I've been seeing you know what I'm saying, y'all doing these gigs and I mean, it's just like super dope to see a couple come together. Yeah. Super dope because, again, sort of do the same thing. My baby got the catering joint, and when she do private dinners, I do the photography.
I was about to hit you up, too. I was like, man, that food looking good. And I seen that chicken and waffles. I was like, hold up. That looks good, too.
Trust me. Anybody can tell you, dog, chicken and waffles? Bro, like, I ain't gonna say I was playing. What happened? Like, I was, I think... It was the pre-opening before she started doing her brunch.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let me get chicken and waffles. And I was like chicken and waffles, even though people brag about chicken and waffles like from different places, ain't really been hitting to me like I really wanted to. Yeah. Man, she brought her thing out.
Yeah.
Cook God of Zion. That's my dad. No, it was literally bussing. It was...
Because everybody can't do chicken and waffles. Everybody think, oh, it's a waffle and chicken. You gotta turn up on that. It's a simple thing, but you got your own twist to it and stuff too. So
exactly, dog. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's been people that have done it. Like, oh, you just do some chicken.
Yeah, you just did a little waffle and chicken. Yeah, little chicken.
Certain things you gotta do with it. And apparently, not apparently, she has like
the strawberry sauce that she add to it. I already got berries and strawberries, yeah. Like a paste, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds fire.
Bro. So, actually, to circle back. Mm-hmm. So, if you go back to the original Mr. Gnarly interview, you won't see him, but you'll hear him.
Oh, yeah.
And you see what I look like then, and you see what I look like now. That's because I got a wife who can throw down. Shouts out to Fee.
For sure. My wife be throwing down too, man. So I got fast metabolism. So shoot, I've been skinny, you know.
Yeah. You're a young guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it ain't nothing gonna get you in the end. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. It's off you. So nah, it's no indication that because you are smaller that your wife ain't doing. So that's your wife. Definitely. Yeah. We know she's doing her thing. That smile too big over there, my boy. That smile too big. But yeah, how is it though? You know, collaborating, because I can not imagine, but it could be an assumption that you live with each other, that raising the baby with each other,
yeah.
Then you're working with each other at times. Like, is it a point where maybe too much? And I know the answer is no, but
it's amazing. I was about to tell you, man. It's like I love it because it's like teamwork. It's like, you know, when you get that perfect one, that's how it's supposed to be in a relationship. It's supposed to be like help each other become successful. And that's how I feel like it's crazy. It's like that's how I feel like with each other. It's like we helping each other. Like when she don't know how to do different social media stuff, I'm like, do this. You know, I'm giving her game on different stuff. She giving me game. I'll ask her about different stuff. And man, it's wonderful. It's teamwork. That's all I'm gonna say. It's teamwork. That's how you become real successful.
Word, man. Shout out to that. Happy matrimony. Shouts out to Happy Matrimony. And I agree. I concur. I have to tell my wife, I don't think she believes me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I be happy when I'm with her. Mm-hmm. I be happy. Sometimes she think I may need my own space.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's okay to, you know, be able to do it. But no, when I'm with her, it's not a stressful situation. It's not like, oh, man. I love being with my wife. Exactly. I love having her around. Love her spirit. And then same thing, like we work together. It's just the ideal of seeing each other build. I know she, you know, wants to see me build and she pours into what I do. And I just try to reciprocate because she's great at what she does and I'm super proud of her. Exactly. So yeah, man, we in the same boat, man. Shout out to the bottom, man.
Hey. I was gonna say, man, I bring her to video shoots and stuff. I love having her around. She coming to video shoots.
Word.
So, she coming this week. We about to do something else. You ain't gonna give people too much, but you know, we pushing that shake record. She gonna be at the shoot. She gonna get us set up and everything. So, like I said, it's teamwork, man. So when you love something, you know, love somebody, you're gonna support them and keep them going.
No doubt, man. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Matter of fact, we're gonna go ahead and get into this thing. Of course, you got the shake single. Is out now, doing big things. So you post to the YouTube joint, doing big numbers or whatnot. So we gonna get into it, and we're gonna talk about something else you had to deal with in the past 4.5 years, and how that's been an effect in your life, and also too what you got moving forward from here. So first I'm gonna hit y'all with the I, you know what I'm saying, produced by my man Feb 9. I remember Feb 9 from the last interview.
Oh yeah,
I remember that. So so I got him, and then we got the shake, and we're gonna come right back. This is the Unique Myself Hour podcast. We got time, baby.
Big diamonds, I see you shining. Girl, you looking good, you know you the finest. Put you in that drop, hey, you cruising side, bitch. Take you to that Louis, so you never count this. You came out with me, now we in the finest. We used to be broad, now it's perfect timing. Pockets popped up, now you said it wobbling. Think you got a mind, it got she a rider. Friday, sick and smooth, I'ma rub it down. Put my lips on.
stuck up. All she wanna do is get her checks up. Missing cold trips, baby, just us. Riding in the boats just to have fun.
Now tuned in to Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, Nolly? Wow, wow.
Yo, had to get it with a throwback.
Sure.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Yo, what you just heard was I in shape by my man, Mr. Gnarly, bro. Bro,
how now?
Bro.
How now? Yo, talk to me.
Shout out to my man Jace out there.
Yes, look here. Sir.
Bruh, that's
appreciate it, man. That's that summer, that spring record, that barbecue. You
right.
Know, you know, get on the dance floor. You know, a lot of people be sitting on the walls and just standing there trying to meme mug everybody. No, I want to bring that dance music back, man. Get everybody dancing again.
No, you did that. You did that. First of all, just the quality of the sound,
yeah.
Like just top notch. You can tell it's radio ready. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like no BS on the mastering, none of that. Then second, just like the hook, the verses, the vibe. Yeah,
shout
bro.
Out to Fab Nine made that one too.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
Man. Yeah. So like from the beginning, like how did it come to you to be like? You heard the beat or the words or the idea, like what was the genesis of coming up with the Shake joint?
So man, like I'm always listening to Afro beats, you know, I'm always listening to, you know, that reggae music. I love to dance, you know, so I love, you know, I play that stuff and I'm like, you know, I want to make up some, you know, make my own record, make my own style. I call it the Afro wave, you know, how they got the Afro beats and stuff. So, man, Feb has sent me, I asked him for some production, you know, some fast tempo. I want some tempo, some dance music. You know, that rap music nowadays, you know, it's slow and stuff, you know, whatever mm-hmm. they talking about. But, you know, I want to bring that dance music, that happy, everybody can listen to it. It's a good time. It's for the women, for the fly dudes, you know. Right. So when I heard the beat, man, I write hooks fast. Like once I hear it, I'm confident. I'm confident that I like this. I like this song.
Right.
I don't never like make a hook and be like, nah, I'm gonna switch this. No, I first thing, you know, once I'm in that vibe, I'm in my mold, I make the hook.
And then right. No, that's what it is. You gotta go with that energy, like whatever. Usually, like the first thing that comes to you, probably the right thing. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to overthink it. Yeah. I think I was listening to a video. There was somebody, Knife Wonder, and he made the beat for one of them Destiny Child joints. And it was like sample was pretty simple. We just took like some 70s joint and just kind of flipped it a little bit. And he was like, sometimes you can't overthink the sample. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, same thing. Right. Try to do too much with it, and it's just like, it don't work. Or it's not gonna work as well as something that simple. And yo, but that thing perfect, man. I'm more applause.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
And like I've been getting a lot of quality artists this year, you know what I'm saying? As far as like I had AC for President, you know what I'm saying, earlier this year. And so it been a lot of quality artists on this platform this year.
Yeah.
And yeah, bro, like you up there, you right along with it, like dog. Like it's, I can't even. Am I speechless?
Oh yeah, God's timing. Hey, God's timing. It's gonna happen soon, man. You know, I just gotta keep going, keep you know promoting, man. That's how, on my YouTube, that's how I got 2 million like views and stuff, bro. I just.
Right.
Post different stuff. I post stuff of me being funny and stuff just so I can get people to tune in to me. Like, oh, he can dance. Oh, he being funny. But they're going to check out that music. It's already on there. So
right.
I'm being smart with his strategy. Everything I post is strategy, man.
No doubt. Do you have any plans as far as, because speaking of TikTok, and of course, you know what I'm saying, the quick way to go viral seemingly is, you know what I'm saying, to get a dance popping. So is there any, if I can pick your brain, any possibility of some type of dance?
You know that it was funny because I was being funny when I did it. You know from Love Don't Cost a Thing with Nick Cannon when he's doing that chop chop mumbo. When I heard when I heard my song, I'm playing it back because I'm like thinking it, you know, it ain't my song because I'm being funny, but I'm like, yo, that chop chop mumbo in there, like when you at a party or a barbecue or something, everybody hit that'd be dope. You know, keep it simple. Like I said, keep it simple and stuff. Something funny and stuff. That's dope. You know, showing love. You know, the Nick Cannon Love Don't Cause a Thing. Everybody know that dance. That's a classic little funny dance right there.
Word. So that's like the Christina Milian showing too much on TikTok the other day, but I ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, but man, but if any you know dancers, you know, come up with something dope, man, I'm definitely, you know, I try it out too because you know I dance and stuff too. So shoot.
No doubt. Man, that'd be dope. And you deserve all of that, bro. Because, that's it. Now, I also stated, you know what I'm saying, got married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, had a child, all these life affirming things. But you also had a life scare as far as, you know, needing to have brain surgery a few years ago or a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. How did that impact your view on the music from first time he was on the pod to coming up with now?
Oh yeah, man. So anybody that don't know, May 3rd, that's like my anniversary. You know, my wife always do something dope because it's like my second living, you know, I'm back reborn and stuff. But that's when I had my brain surgery. I had an arterial venous malformation. You can see, on my head right here, the little slice. It looked like a design. I don't know if y'all can see it, but it's like a design. But that's where they cut through. But yeah, man, I was, when I had that, when that came out of nowhere, I was like in a deep little dark spot. I was like, oh man, I'm about to pass away or something. So, you know, music at the time, I'm just thinking like, Lord, I don't want to go. You know, I'm thinking like, man, I got so much to live for. I got, you know, I don't want to just leave. You know, I'm doing my music, got a beautiful wife and stuff. And yeah, man, I was at a dark place. But you know, it's crazy. After that, you know, I did my praying and everything after that surgery, and I'm in my healing process and recovering at home. Bro, like I told you, I was listening to Afrobeats, reggae music, because at the time, bro, I had to learn how to talk again. I had like a person come to the house trying to teach me how to say little stuff like spoon, fork, or what's that? And I would try to say it. I knew what I wanted to say, but I couldn't say it. But bro, I would listen to upbeat music, dancing music to make me feel better. And I would just listen. I'd just be sitting there, even though I'm in pain. I got good pain tolerance, but I'm still in pain though. It just made me like, once I started getting my voice back to actually talk and remember my words and lyrics and stuff, that's when I hit up Feb to send me beats. And bro, he sent me all these upbeat music. And that's how I made Shake. Bro, I made Shake like, I think 2021 or 2022. That's crazy. Bro, we've been had that song like in the vault.
Right.
I just put it out this year because I'm like, listening to all the music nowadays, and it's like, eh. Y'all sound, you know, it sound the same and stuff. You know, everything got a vibe to it, but how much you gonna keep listening to that same like vibe?
Cadence, yeah, all of that, yeah.
Yeah, man, I wanted to turn it back up, man. That dancing music. So I pulled that out the vault. I was like, this is gonna be the one. I had a feeling like this is gonna be the one. I'm going crazy with it. I'm doing a whole bunch of, you know, self marketing. I'm doing everything to get eyes on me. Cause I know this record is like, yo, this record is, I can't explain it. I'm like, yo, this the one, this the one.
No, right, no doubt. I got the same feeling, bro. And with the, you know, getting the push, putting the push out there. So anybody, if you can, go ahead, stream that thing, download that thing, whatever you find. Go ahead and tell the people how they can find it, man. Like,
It's on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. Any music outlet y'all use on y'all phone, you know how people are, where can I find it? You can find it everywhere. Right. Just Google the name, Google Mr. Gnarly. Shake is MR.NARLY. Shake. It's out everywhere. You can watch the lyric video on YouTube. I got MrGnarly.com. That's my website too. You can go strictly there. Mm-hmm. Go straight to the website, the song right there. Y'all can listen to it right now.
So, no doubt. I make sure to do that. Matter of fact, all this information, if you listen to the YouTube, if you're watching the YouTube live, it's streaming down below. So you got it right there. Make sure y'all go and check him out. Follow him. Hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, all of that. Also, if you listen to the podcast, all his information will be in the description, of course. So make sure to hit those links, follow him, get to the music, and run them streams up, man. So somebody, I mean, they're going to know. But they didn't really know. We need the numbers to let them know what we already know, which is that's a summertime hit for 2023. Oh, yeah. Already. We need that viral.
Oh, yeah.
We need that to go viral.
They go crazy. We need to go crazy.
All right, bro. We're going to get up out of here. So if there's anything you want to say, you know what I'm saying, anybody out there before you bust a move, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. I just want to thank you for having me again, man. It's been long overdue. You know, thank you for letting me promote my record, my single, Shake. It's out everywhere, man. Shout out everybody, you know, watching, everybody tuning in. We're going to post the link soon so y'all can check it if y'all not watching right now. But, you know, I got so much to do, man. I'm back, you know. It's what, my 3-year anniversary for my brain surgery. And it's coming up soon. So, yeah, it's about to be my 3-year. It's crazy. And, you know, it's crazy, too, before we go, too. I'm in contact with my surgeon, my doctor. He came to my baby shower and stuff. So, man, it's super dope, man. He's like family now. So, Mr. Gnarly got so much in store. Got some more videos. We pushing Shake. That's all y'all about to see is me pushing Shake. Every time y'all see me, it's me promote Shake. So, stream it. It helps me out a lot, man. It helps me keep this roof over my head. Everything, man. Lets me make more music for y'all, you know. Show y'all what I'm going through with my music and stuff, so. I'm in a good spot, man. A good place. You know, God is good.
God is definitely good, man. Like I said, when you was in that spot, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, it was scary hours, but it's glad to see you here with the energy, you know what I'm saying, 3 years later, and you're able to do it. So hopefully, we won't have to go another 200 episodes before you come back.
Yeah,
but we're going to continue to push this thing. I'm going to definitely push it, you know what I'm saying, other podcast episodes, man. And I'm proud of you, boy. Straight up. Like I said, I know because we have interact like this, but you've been in front of me. You've been down my timeline, so I'm definitely proud of you. See what you're doing, and just keep it up. So, we're gonna get up out of here. Appreciate any and everybody that's been watching. Shouts out to my baby Mackenzie. Shouts out to my wife Felicia holding me down. Shouts out to my father-in-law Mr. John. You know what I'm saying, doing this thing. Salute, sir. And y'all about to hit the road. Go see Boys to Men, South Carolina. Y'all jealous. Y'all not. That's me and my wife spending time with each other. So we got y'all here. This is the Enigma Self Hour podcast. You got time, baby. Peace.